I'm quickly going to educate you guys on how to apply beard oil. So you get a little bit of oil of your balm. Yep. Craig's like, what are we doing on the guitar pick? Rub that.
I was wondering what it was on.
It was a guitar pick, dude. You put it on your hand and then you rub it into your hands like this. Down. Up. Back down. Comb it out. Shout out to Schmucked Up, one of our newest sponsors right there. All right. So, hey, you guys, we're going to get started. Craig.
Yep.
Yo.
Yes. Craig, Jake's. Jake's like, yep. So Craig.
I was just watching the beard application, and Jacob had like a, it looked like a big can of balm or some type of like lubricant. What is that?
Mag 1 Baron grease. So I don't have beard oil, so I just lather face with red grease.
Hey, you know Jacob's hardcore when he's got a tub of bearing grease. He's like, yeah, I don't need any beard lube, dude. I got bearing grease I put in my goatee.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I wish I had like a jug of that Phil Wood. Is it Phil Wood? Yeah, dude.
Phil Wood. Yeah.
The green one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
The teal one.
You can get it in that little toothpaste size tube for on the go, you know.
I never see it for sale, but every bike shop has a 5-gallon bucket of it.
Oh man, seriously. We should all three go in on it and then divvy out the bucket. I'm telling you.
I'll send you this, just fill it for me.
Dude, seriously. Seriously. All right, you guys. Welcome back to Big Bike BMX. This is the definitive interview for Jacob Santos, you guys. We've done this interview at least twice that I can think of. I know we did one, and then I think we did kind of another one. You guys, and Jake's life changes on a dime. And so every time we sit down, it's like I have a week to publish the episode, or else everything that Jake just talked about is irrelevant. So we're going to try, Craig and I, my trusty ride or die, Craig. Yep.
We are really going to try this time. So like, and it's like, just like you said, dude, anything that comes out, like whatever we do tonight, we have to get this out real fast. So if you guys are hearing this, just know that we've put this out as fast as we can. Because as Isaac said, everything in Jacob Santos's life and his career with his business, it moves at lightning speed.
Yeah. I think last time we did this, we interviewed him 2 days later. He's on a new sponsor. Then there was the, like, Santa Cruz happened. Dude, there was, like, six things happened all at the same time. So, anyway, now, Craig, why don't you welcome our guest tonight?
Yeah, man, I totally can do that. You know, it's not often that I say this person that we have on the show tonight doesn't need much of an introduction, but let me just do my best. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. The guy that's running Broke Boys BMX, the guy that's on the SE crew riding for SE Bikes, the guy that's doing anything and everything associated with big bikes, BMX out there, YouTube, Instagram, he's all over the place, man. Let's give a big welcome to Jacob Santos. Jacob, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? I'm going to correct one thing you said there. SE Factory Team Rider.
You got it, man.
That's my only correction, but what is going on? I'm stoked to, you know, like Isaac said, you know, we've done this interview. We've tried to do another one. We've both had, you know, I want to give a big shout out to you guys. You guys put up with a lot of my BS.
I appreciate that. And real quick, Jake, I appreciate no swearing so we can actually upload this to YouTube.
Yeah, I'm gonna try my hardest. But no, man, really, like, you know, not many people know what was going on with, you know, the whole switching up of sponsors. You two were the first ones that I called. You know, pretty much whenever I have anything going on, and you know, I just want to say I really appreciate you guys for, you know, being genuine with me and, you know, looking out for me and what's best for not only myself, but for my family, with what I have going on with riding. So thank you guys for having me. I'm stoked to do this interview. I know there's a lot to catch up on. I think our last interview, we were, you know, filmed for, I want to say it was like two plus hours. We did a mini interview. In that interview with Lamar, I'm stoked for this one to come out because since, you know, July, a lot has happened with myself, my riding, and, you know, like Craig said, my riding career. So I'm stoked, man. Thanks for having me.
We surely appreciate you being here. There has been a lot. And like, I mean, I was being super true and honest, you know, things move so fast in your world. So I think everybody out there knows that, Jacob. It's like, but the first thing I really want to get to is like, and we're going to get to everything that's been going on, all the changes that we've seen with you, all the, as far as your riding, who you're riding with, how that all happened, what's going on with Broke Boys, what's going on with the Santos Sundays. And we're going to touch on all those things, but I need to know first and foremost. So I got corrected in the beginning. Let me know when you say, or when I say like SE crew rider, or now I know SE factory team rider. Tell me about that. What's the difference? What sets that apart? And shame on me because I didn't say it correctly.
I mean, I don't want to get too big into details on, you know, what the difference is. You know, when I hate to say it, but I mean I look at myself as, you know, the East Coast has D blocks. The West Coast has me. You know, and that's no shot thrown at anybody because, you know, there are kids that are better than me and there are, you know, amazing riders on the West Coast. But when I came on with SE, you know, Todd and I had a lot of conversations and I wanted to make sure that I was coming on this, you know, being treated the way that I deserve to be treated. And, you know, with, I asked them the difference in the crew and the factory. Let's see.
I know it's hard because you don't want to let too much out. I get that. But there is a difference, right?
Yes, there is. I'm getting a paycheck. You know, I am getting a paycheck to ride. I'm not going to go into any details with any of that. I know there's a lot of people that have, you know, talked a lot of crap. He just gets a bike a year. And, you know, SE takes care of me and my family. You know, I don't need to go into details. You guys have seen it, you know, from where I was at to where I'm at now. You know, with the factory, it's pretty much D-Blocks and I are in the same spot. Just D-Blocks has a signature bike. I don't yet. So Isaac?
I know Isaac's clamoring for a comment or a question here just with like 10 things you've already said.
Yeah, I'm like, not yet. That's interesting.
So when, you know, when I've there's few people that know what was going on, and you know, and you two are two of them, but for everybody that doesn't know, I walked away from Throne with a signature complete coming out. I told Todd, I'm not coming in this saying that if I don't have a complete, I'm not riding for SE. I pretty much told him, let me work towards that. And, let's see where we go 2022. 23, maybe, you know, I like to put in the work, and you guys know that. I don't come into anything. Give me this. Let me show you why we should do this. I think that I've done that. I think that I'm bringing a whole new style of riding to, not even bringing a new style, but taking SE back to its roots, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that this is a new style of riding. It's definitely new on a 29-inch BMX. I'm not going to discredit anybody that rode 29-inch fixed gear freestyle, because I was one of those guys as well. But this is a whole new game on a freewheel, or, you know, a cassette, a free coaster, like Montana Ricky's running a free coaster. You know, it's just, it's a whole new world.
It is. And let me ask you this, because you touched on this just a minute ago, Jacob. You said, you know, you got a hold of Todd. Obviously, we know you've gone from Throne to SE. That's already knowledge that's out there, right? How was it? Yep. Like, and without making you, like, I don't want you to go into any details that, and I know you won't, but I'm just saying, like, how was that phone call? Like, you were talking about, hey, look, you know, here's what I'm coming with. Here's what I'd want to do with my career at SE. Here's where my goals are at. Was that conversation easy? Was the reception well, or was it like things that you had to, like, you know, basically like sit down and kind of knock out with Todd? I mean, were you guys on the same page from the get-go?
We were. What a lot of people don't know, and Todd, I'm sorry, I should have got back to you sooner. You know, let's jump back to 2010. I was on SE. You know, some things happened. Nothing to do with Todd, nothing to do with the brand. It was an individual that, you know, and I also had a offer from another brand. So I did jump ship, but when, you know, for me, this was me home, you know, I did ride for SE, and, you know, with me being, when I rode for Throne, it was crazy, because people really look at the brand that, like, that the bike you're on, and like the Oakland ride out, I rode for Throne and I killed it at the SE ride out. Todd and I were having multiple conversations. Todd's my boy. I've known Todd, you know, the last almost 12 years now. Todd and I have a relationship, you know, and I had one kid come up and was like, yo, like, you ride for Throne. Like, what are you doing with, like, bro, that's my boy, you know? So Todd had reached out a few months before, and I didn't get back to him. I felt like I was in a spot where this is it. This is what we're doing. And, you know, I mean, you guys know, I was on the phone with both of you for probably 30 minutes to an hour before I even called Todd. Before I even talked to Desiree, I was on the phone with you guys. Like, dude, what do I do? You know? And I called Todd finally, and it was a no. It was a no from the jump, because, you know, this last year, there was X amount of people that got on the SE crew. And I was pretty much at a spot where, and I don't need to go into any details with anything, but I was ready to be a free agent. I was ready to do my own thing, buy whatever bike I wanted, you know, walk away from the deal that I had, buy whatever bike I wanted, you know, just do my own thing. And, you know, Todd called me back 5 minutes later, and he's like, let's do it. You know? So I look at myself, I look at Todd as a huge role model. Todd started where I was at. Todd rode for SE. Todd got, you know, let's say team manager, sales manager, brand, you know, like, Todd climbed the ladder. And I told Todd a couple months ago, like, I want that. I'm looking long term. Yeah, this is great. I love riding for SE. I love it. But I'm looking long-term for me and my family. And I watch, you know, as a kid riding BMX, you know, I knew who Todd was my whole writing career, you know? So
yeah,
it was just, you know, it was a better opportunity. And, you know, I don't feel like there was any love lost when, you know, when I did leave Throne. You know, I left on, I think, good terms with, you know, Blockboy, DZ, even Ike. You know, we left on, you know, it's about your family. And that's how I explained it to him. You know, I felt like this was a better move for my family. And
I mean, that's you know, and I appreciate you saying that, because that's really what it's about. Like, if you know that you're making moves to, you know, it's not always about, you know, more money or more product or more, it's about making moves, because like you said, like you kind of see Todd as a role model, right? So you've watched that career and you're like, okay, well, here I am. I'm running a business. I'm an SE factory team writer. Got it. And, you know, I can see these steps ahead of me. If I play this right, if I do me, and if I do the things that I want to do with this, I want to see myself ending up here or here, right? Like, you have 100%. I hate to call it an end game, because I don't want to say it's going to end, but you see where the stepping stones lead to whatever goal that you're trying to get to.
For sure. You know, I was real hesitant, and you two know this. I was real hesitant on switching over. It probably took me 20, 30 minutes of after, you know, talking to you guys, talking to Rickard, talking to Tom. Like, dude, I sat in the garage feeling like I was going to throw up. Like, it, you know, like, dude, what do I do? Right. And I didn't even talk to Desiree until I was like, you know what? This is it. I went in there and I told her, hey, I think I'm going to call Todd. And, you know, we had a conversation about it. And honestly, if she wouldn't have been on board, I don't know what I would have done. But she was on board, and having her on board and then talking to my dad, and, you know, my dad being my biggest role model, my, you know, best friend, one of my writing buddies, like, him being on board and what he had to say about it, it made that phone call to Todd so much easier. But yeah, no,
I mean, I'm feeling you, because like right now with this, where you're trying to find the words to explain the experience that you went through, I can only imagine like what it was like in the garage, where you're like talking, you know, obviously talking to us, and then your dad, your, you know, everyone else you involved. It's like, and then, you know, to run through all the decisions that you could make, like, should I do this? If I do this, will this happen? Because it's hard to leave something and try to, you know, leap, I would think, forward to something that's unknown. You don't know what the answer is going to be when you make the call.
Yeah.
Rightfully, you know, you can't. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be scary. I mean, that has to be
you got to look, man. Like, it wasn't just like, you know, I was walking away from, you know, oh man, here's a free bike. Like, when you have a signature bike on the line that, like, you've designed the frame, you're designing the fork. Like, I mean, when I say a signature bike, like, I've never been a catalog guy, and you guys have seen it with the bars. My original LDG bars were all my geometry. My bars now, still my geometry stretched out. I've never been a catalog guy. It was a lot to walk away from. And, you know, the first month after I left, it was like, you know, I'm riding for SE. And the thing that really got to me, you know, which is big for me, is my first SE package, all the clothing, there were stuff in there for Desiree. They didn't have to send that. This last package that I'm getting, you know, at the hoedown, hey, what size is your wife? Hey, you know, what size is your dad? Like, you guys don't have to do that. And that's big to me. You know, even if it's just a shirt, a sticker pack, hey, give this to your dad. Oh, your dad likes the old stuff. Here's a keychain. Like, your dad will dig this. Like, dude, that right there does it for me. And, you know, I want to touch back, like, like I said, man, there was no love lost. A lot of people thought, you know, there was a lot of people talking crap, and Block Boys, Fam's my boy, DZ's my boy. I got nothing but love for them. They both ride for Broke Boys. You know, a lot of people, it was funny at that Tracy goon ride. Yo, like, this is a throne. Like, what are you doing? Like, yo, that's my, like, these are right. my guys. Like, you know, regardless of any of that, like, I got mad love for Ike.
I think what happens is, Jacob, like, a lot of people want to, it's not glamorize it, but they want there to be some type of, well, it's almost like an affiliation. Like, you can't affiliate with those people from that company if you're with this company.
We did it. We did it in the 80s, too,
right, Isaac?
We did it. Yeah. Like, I remember thinking, like, man, if you like GT bikes, you can't like Haros. Like,
yeah.
You know, and like, there's a dude, Ron Wilkerson would never get along with Eddie Fiola. You know what I mean? It was just like, you know, we made up rivalries. So I mean, that's super, I think that's supernatural, you know?
No, for sure. And it's, and for, you know, the kids that don't understand that, I hate to say it, but kids, they're looking for that drama. Like, where can we find it? And it's like, you know, like, I'll tell you straight up. Like, I love Fame. I love DZ. Like, those are, like I said, those are my guys. You know, I'll have their backs until, you know, you know what, let's just leave it there. I got nothing but love for them. I'm extremely happy with where I'm at and the decisions that I have made, though. I will say
good. All right, man. This is going to be a long lead up question, you guys. So stick with me. Follow along. It's going to make sense, but you're committing to a long question. So Craig and I grew up in the 80s, and I remember BMX and freestyle in the 80s. And, you know, we started out, I remember, you know, the first pictures of Mike Buff and RL in the magazine. And next thing you know, there's the, you know, AFA. You could decide if you want to be a ramp rider, if you want to be a flatland rider, you know, organized contests, pros. Now people are making money. You would rank yourself. Cause then at that point, like, who's the best? Well, according to the sanctioned, competitions, this person's the best. Now you take that and that experience, and then you overlay it on bike life. Because I'm looking at a sport that is a lot of fun, growing like crazy, but there's no way to know, like, who's the best, who's the number one, who, like, here's the thing, who's better between you and Montana Ricky? Hypothetical question, you don't have to answer it, but I'm saying,
I'll smoke Ricky.
Well, okay.
No, I love Ricky.
I know, dude.
That's funny that you've said that, because LJ and myself and Ricky have had a lot of talks about that. And, you know, it sucks because COVID, like, I would have been on the East Coast riding with Ricky, you know. He would have been on the West Coast riding, you know. It's the way that, I don't know if you guys remember Tom versus Edwin. I'm drawing a blank. It was Edwin De La Rosa, and I'm drawing a blank on Tom's. It was like the cheese and crackers of BMX, the Daewon Song versus Chris Haslam. I feel like that's where Ricky and I would be at. You know, I don't know if one of us is better than the other because of our riding styles. You know,
yeah, Ricky. But there's no. Here's the thing. There's no pro. Body,
no.
Like when I grew up, you know, because it's here's the thing, it's not as cut and dry as showing up to a lot and Matt Hoffman is doing 30 foot airs and everyone else is doing 10. So what do you, like the pro thing, like the being a pro rider, what do you think about bike life and competition?
Bike life and competition, I think it needs to happen. Whoever it is that starts it, you know, I mean, I watched it with Fixed Gear. Red Bull got into it. Red Bull was hyped on it, did five or four contests. And then left. There has to be someone that, and you know, Bike Life's, it's been going for a good minute. There's a lot of brands that are jumping into it, you know, but there has to be someone who's that interested in this to put up for the first contest. And with that being said, there needs to be two branches of that contest. And just like you said, back then you were a ramp rider, you were a flatlander, you were a dirt jumper. It almost has to be set up the same way. The Bike Life kids doing the combos, that's Bike Life's flatland. The kids that are riding the skate parks, riding the street spots, you know, you got Montana Ricky, myself, Compton Drew, man, there's a handful of other kids that are riding in this style. Raise Up from LA, you know, he's hitting dirt jumps and wall rides. There's different, it has to be broken up, because you know, all these kids, they play SOB, skate on bike, so it's like playing a game of horse. Well, if one of these kids wants to play me and I go first and I bunny hop over a fire hydrant, I do a 180 off of the curb, I do a three tap, that's game. If they go first and they do a knee knock, a hand drag, and a 12 o'clock wheelie, that's game. Like, it has to be, I don't want to say separated, but to some extent, there's Bike Life, which is all the combos, all the, you know, all the flatland stuff. And then let's circle back to it. There's 29-inch BMX or big bike BMX, you know, the 24s, the 26s, 27.5s, the 29s. There's two branches, you know, and you can't exclude. I had to change the way I looked at it, because for me, it was 29-inch BMX. But you got kids on beast modes. You got kids on PK rippers, you know, Tampa Jojo doing all the grinds on a fat ripper. You know, he's doing 180s and feebles and, you know, feeble 180s on a fat ripper.
Yeah.
So you can't, it has to, you know, it needs someone to come into it and have that interest.
I agree, because Craig and I talked about it. Like, we talked about this, Craig G's, like a year ago, like one of our first conversations.
We talked about it.
Yeah, like I think
it's like it's.
Go ahead, Craig.
It almost has to have, like Jacob saying, Isaac. Like, it's, you know, the disciplines have to be broken out. Like, we were just talking, Jacob, like initially, like, can Bike Life be Bike Life with competition? Can it be Bike Life with corporate 100%. Sponsorship, corporate competitions? Yeah. So we came to that. That was our conclusion, but that's where we started. And then we were like, okay, you have to break out.
I'll write the rules. You guys find someone, let me know. I'll write the rules, but here's where it gets tricky. The 14, 15, 16 year old kids in California that can't fly to New York, and those same group of kids in New York that can't fly to California, how do they ride against each other?
You do what we did in the 80s, dude. You basically put the competitions across the United States, point system, and dude, you know what? Like, I'll be honest, like Jacob, if I told 14-year-old Jacob, you can go and compete in a competition to prove your worth and at your bike skills or your skateboard skills, but you're going to have to mow lawns. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to mow lawns. You're going to have to, you know, whatever, you know, be a janitor, you know, at 16, bro, I'm cleaning toilets so I can go and ride that bike and prove. But that's not every kid out there. But I think, Craig, I think you're 100% right. But here's now, you guys, this is where it's less of an interview and more of a conversation, right? But dude, what do you guys think about this? This is the question I have for both of you. If there was an organized sanctioned body, we have a street course, a like a freestyle flatland, You know, knee knock, wheelie kid, bike life, you know, slope. And then we have a wheelie contest, like who can ride the longest wheelie.
Uh-huh.
What does that do? Because this is where I get worried about the whole concept of this is because like you, you know, you do competitions and then all of a sudden those kids show up to every single ride out that love riding their bike. Right now they're part of bike life. But now if we comp, if we make a competition out of it, does that kid that maybe isn't as athletic, does that kid just get left behind and now is a casualty of bike life because we all decided we want to have competitions?
Not at all. I think for me, you know, and this could go back to fixed gear. When I got my fixed gear, it was just a group of friends and all the contests were on the Midwest and on, you know, in LA and New York, you know, on the East Coast. Like I couldn't go to those. I rode with my friends in the tennis courts over here by the house. But once, you know, I rode enough to where I did one local contest and I got first place and it was like, oh, all right. Well, you know, so I think there has to be little local contests to include those kids that you're talking about, the kid that can't make it over there. Or, you know, if we get in the contest and we get into ranking systems and whatnot, you have something to push for, you know, that you riding to get sponsored. Well, now you're not riding to get sponsored. You're riding to get to, you know, top three, and then the sponsorship will come. And that,
I think we lost Jacob, but
that are only riding to get sponsored. You got me?
Yeah, we got you. It's a little choppy right now. So, Craig, like basically the gist of it is what he's saying, Isaac, like, you know, if they have, you know, if it gets to that spot where it's top tier, corporate sponsorships, all that. And it's like, what do you do with the little guy? Right. So yeah. I think what Jacob's saying, and you heard it too, it's like you hold, you know, you get more local contests. Maybe you haven't, you have disciplines as far as like, if you're going to be at a skate park, big bike, if you're going to be dirt jump, big bike, if you're going to be bike life, big bike, whatever. But you also maybe have like divisions within those disciplines, like pro, novice, amateur, and maybe some of them can move up. But I know what you're saying, Isaac, since you asked both of us, it's like, does that kid who can't make it into those arenas go, I don't see this being anything for me and I'm trying. So where do I fit in?
Exactly.
You know? And the way I see it too, is like in my, like where I live. Yeah. You know, kids are hyped on X Games. They're hyped on Red Bull videos. I don't know, maybe they're like, I'm never going to be that, but that doesn't stop me from going to my local skate park and shredding and hanging out with my friends. I'm not going to give up. You know, I don't know. I'm only generalizing, but I can't imagine them being, you know, there are probably going to be some, like, if I can't be top tier or if I can't make it into sponsorship or into competitive BMX, then I don't want to do it. And I think for those kids that make that decision, then that's on them, you know, but some, I think the ones that strive and it's like, I'm going to work towards this, man. I'm going to try to be, you know, if there's a competition, I'm going to try to get in the amateur ranks. I'm going to go to a contest and give all I got. And that's going to let me know, do I have what it takes to either work hard to progress, or is this really not my, you know, wheelhouse as far as like where I want to end up? And maybe they get back into just doing ride outs or hanging out with their local scene or their friends that ride, you know, I don't Fair know. Enough. That's just my take on it.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Jacob, who are like your current sponsor? Who's supporting you right now? but you got to tell me in 5 minutes or less, bro.
Jesus. SE Bikes.
Yep.
I mean, you guys know that one. Broke Boys. Yep. Ride Out Supply.
Yep.
Big shout out to LJ and Maddie. Night Bike Co. Huge shout out to George. I got I think 8 bikes photographed the other day with Night Bike Co. stem seat clamp rough caps on them. That'll nice. Be getting uploaded later on. Old bones therapy. Yes, this should be on my knee, but it is not right now. Let's see. What was that?
Are you still with that knees?
Big shout out to JT Racing. JT Jay Santos, 40% off. Hit the website. Yes, I am still with that knees. We're still trying to figure out what it is, but they're treating me and my family great. So I'm extremely stoked on that knees. I'm really, really trying to lock something in with ProTech right now. So ProTech, if any of your employees, anybody that's affiliated with ProTech sees this right now, I've been wearing a ProTech since I was 2 years old. Hook your boy up.
We saw you, you used it the other day when you and Wicken were there. And
yeah,
you were
doing, shout out Wicken. Jerkhead. He saw me look at the wall and he was like, "You got it." And I'm like, "Got what? Wall faking?" And I'm like, that's what I was looking at. So I'm like, all right, you know, but I hit front tire first and it just threw me back. But, you know, I've always been, if you hit your head in a helmet, retire it. So that day I bought a new ProTech. That one that I was wearing came from SD at the Hoedown. I haven't worn it since. I had to wear the rest of Miami, but haven't worn it since. Got that new pink flame one. Let's see. JDLN local team, at JDLN_Hayward on Instagram. James and myself, both ride, both are on the team. More like a family than a team, really. A couple of the guys have sons that are all that, you know, all around the same age. James, they've been putting in work together, West Coast connections. Let me see. Let me count. Oh, Area Cycles. Cool. So if you don't have your bike shop, your local bike shop's logo tattooed on your hand for the last 11 years, you probably aren't a local at that bike shop.
Are you even sponsored at that point? You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, I want to talk to you about the Old Bones thing real quick.
Yep. Brandon, my guy.
Yeah, dude. Like that. I'm a big fan of Old Bones, dude, because I have Old Bones and. I have Old Bones, and the Old Bones that I have fixes the Old Bones that I have. Yeah. You know, I'm just a big fan, dude. What, like, are you wearing the knee braces? What are you wearing?
So let's see. I want to say Old Bones, you know, what, I don't know when they started, you know, but I've known Brandon for the last about 7 years from skating Fremont. Skating Greg's ramp and skating the Weirdo Bowl. You know, I saw Brandon was doing the knee braces and I initially reached out to him for my dad. You know, my dad had, you know, just like me, skate, bike, dirt bike, you know, snowboard. My dad's messed up. So I hit him up for some knee braces and, he sent me like 6, 2 for me, 2 for my dad, 2 for my mom. Rocked it for a while. He dropped that floral shirt. Whenever that dropped, he shot me one of those. Like, Brandon's a good dude. But when I just sprained my ankle, you want to talk about Old Bones. I was actually down the street from Craig's house when I did that out of ditch in Brentwood. Landed on the pedal, didn't slip the pedal, but landed both wheels flat and my foot went up and my leg went down and I sprained grade 3. Sprain in my ankle pretty bad, so hopped on Old Bones. You know, I think I watched the Rick Thorne interview, and I think it was him that said something about it, and I was like, let me check them out, and you know, hop back on there. And I asked Brandon, you know, I was like, hey, I'm gonna order this, what size? And I for someone to send me something, I super appreciate it. And you know, that same night I bought stuff on the website. I'm taking the joint care supplements. I'm using the joint care, the cream.
That white cream, dude, that's a jam. Yeah.
So spraining my ankle, they put me in the boot. Well, that boot, you can't walk straight. And I was walking at an angle and I started jacking up my knee. So now I had to wear, I was wearing the ankle brace. I was wearing the ankle brace and the knee brace at the same time. My knee's feeling better. Once I get back on my bike full time, I'm getting some of the hinge knee braces.
Yeah, dude.
I want to rock them on both knees just to, you know, make sure I'm good. But I'm wearing the ankle brace every day. And yeah, man, big shout out to Old Bones. When I got my x-rays, they told me that I had the ankles of a 60-year-old. So
congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, congrats, yeah, dude.
That was super cool to to hear.
Yeah.
So
you know, that was super cool to hear. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know, with all the x-ray tech. And that's rad, dude. And we definitely, Isaac said it best. Old Bones therapy for our old bones is where it's at, man. I wear it every time I ride. Speaking of riding, dude, one of the things that I wanted to bring up with you, because it's like when I think of what's going on with you right now, one of the hottest things that's out in your world from what I see on social media and everything, and because I've only been to one of them, is Santos Sundays. Started last year in November, I want to say.
October was the first one.
Okay, so October. Dude, tell us a little bit about what this Santos Sunday is, where it started, how it started, and what it's grown into, like, in your words, because it's bomb.
My first Santos Sunday was supposed to be March of last year.
So you got, is your own ride out, right?
It's mine and Malcolm's.
Okay.
So Malcolm and I came up with this. Malcolm came up with the flyer, and this was, it was actually going to be called something else. So like Block Boy has the Goon Ride. Mine was going to be Syndicate Sundays because that was the name of my bike. So it was, you know, it black and purple. The whole thing was, you know, matched the bike. And that's how we were going to promote it. But, COVID hit and we had to postpone. Kind of just gave up on it. And then I think it was before the hoedown, I was talking to Malcolm and I was like, shit, man, let's do it. Let's host.
Why not? One. Let's get it out there. Right.
Yeah. So we did one, Craig, you came to the first one. It was maybe 300 people. It was, I was stoked. Like, dude, 300 people came out to ride with me. Like, this is awesome.
End of the first ride at that, you know, that was the first, to me, like this is why Isaac, I was there and I'm like, this is the first ever Santos ride out. Right. And I'm looking at 300 people showing up like this
from all over,
but and you know what it is too. It's not, I'm not saying that can't happen, but that's a little atypical to have like your first ride out be 300 people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, dude. If I organized a ride out, there'd be like six dudes show up, and like one of them is actually just lost. You know what I mean? Like it's like a dude or like did someone get a pizza on the trail right now? No, okay. You know what I mean?
But,
like.
It was crazy, man. I was, you know, I hit up, you know, I hit up sponsors like, you know, yo, doing this ride, like had my whole ride up.
You hit me up, dude. And I didn't make, I sent you a shirt and I didn't make the flyer.
So the
now it's awkward. No, you guys, I'm playing.
That brings me to a great point because I just looked at my flyer from the last ride and I called Malcolm and I was like, no more sponsor flyers. There was 30 logos on that last flyer, and I got product from 10 people on my last ride. So I made a post today. I posted Santos Sundays, April 18th. No more. If you donate product, like I give you a shout out. I did give you a shout out and I big shouted out on the microphone.
No, but, you did. I'm playing you guys.
And it was crazy. Like I had this whole vision, like, yo, we're going to do this ride. We're going to come back. Like, we're going to do swerve contest. We're going to do long jump. We're going to do bunny. I made a bunny hop, you know, height every 2 inches. Someone ran into it and broke it.
Like on the first jump or two, it seemed like I know it's like a pole vault thing where it's like, okay, one guy makes it up a notch, one guy, you know, up a notch, up a notch, one of those, right? And I was going to ask you, like, what differentiates yours? And I'm just, you know, it's something that's different. It seems like, how did you come up? Like, did you, obviously you got to make time for the ride, but then there's so much more going on. What
sounds like it's a circus.
It sounds like a circus. It's like, kind of pretty is, much. But it's like,
I'm the ringleader of this circus called Santos Sundays. But no, man, I had this huge vision, and it was, you know, we're going to do this every ride. Whoa. We're going to, you know, I got a little violent right there. We're going to do this every ride. We're going to come back and, you know, chill for a minute. We're going to do a swerve contest, and we're going to do, you know, it went from the first one, we did it, the second one, we got back, and I, you know, my second ride, there was close to 800 people. So, I mean, you get that many people out, and it's like,
what are you at now,
man? What are you at now? I want to say, around 1,000, maybe 1,100.
Dude, you're like, you're creeping on Santa Cruz numbers.
I stood up on where we took that photo, Craig, at the bay. I stood up on that bridge on the second ride. I was the first one on the bridge. It took me 11 minutes to film people riding over that bridge.
Yeah, that's still
wow. Too. Okay, so with those numbers growing, Jacob, like, and we've had Tom Laughlin on the show, and we've asked Tom about community engagement with local police and stuff. Let me ask you this. Have you had challenges? And if so, what did you do to kind of mitigate those with, like, say, local police department? Because you've seen it, you know, it's on social media, bro. I know you watch and you keep your finger on the pulse. You know, a lot of these cities, Modesto, Stockton, you name it, Sac, they're having issues, right?
We've had nothing like that. Second to last ride, Desiree called, check your phone, like, picture of the parking lot, 6 cop cars. And I'm like, oh, that's it. We're done. I guess I bring out the right food vendors, because there was about 8 cops that got food, 8 at their cars. And Desiree said, you know, the whole time she could hear. And man, you want to talk about Desiree runs Santos Sundays. Like, she is the booth. She's Broke Boys. Like, she is an animal. She don't take crap from none of these kids, you know. Oh, Jake said he could. Okay, go have Jake come. Oh, never mind. I'll pay full price. Like, you know, like, she's my little pit bull. But I'm like, all right, man, we got to head back. Like, that's it. I'm not going to leave her there with, you know, all the merch, all the, you know, everything and the cops. So I call, you know, we're on the phone. I'm like, so what's up? What are they saying? And she's like, they all turned their radios off because they were getting phone calls for bike riders. They ate their tacos, got in their cars, and left. Not a word about the ride, not a word. You know, I do my speeches a little different than anybody else, because I was one of those kids that, like, you're not going to tell it, you're not my dad, you're not going to tell me something, you know?
Right.
So for me, hey guys, like, you know, please don't swerve the cars. That's not going to do anything. I out on the bullhorn yelling, cussing at the kids, you know, should I be cussing at the kids? No, but I'm getting my point across. You guys want to keep doing these rides? Stop swerving oncoming cars, you know? And now we have it to where my last ride, there was 8 guys with walkie talkies. Shout out all the guys in, you know, Santa Cruz and San Jose ride routes. The way they do it with their walkie talkies, we did that with our last ride, and it was good. So now we have, you know, it's hard though, because you get that many people, and, you know, the tricky thing with cops coming out is, you know, the cops are there and they're intimidated by all the kids, but then you got the kids there that want to show out and, you know, they're going to swerve the cop car. Well, guess who's going to get? I guess the biggest thing for me is, you know, if you're watching this, you've been to a Santos Sunday. If you're a kid that swerves, if you're a kid that, you know, you just come out, you like to ride, like, please remember one thing. This is not a group ride. This, you know, we do Friday night JDLM rides. That's all of us. This is my ride. I don't do store stops. I don't do, you know, because the kids, you know, there's kids that steal. There's adults that steal. Well, guess what? Oh, we had over 100 kids come in the store and they all stole. I wonder if there was anything going on. Guess whose face is on that flyer? Guess whose name is on that flyer? It's, you know, I don't take it as me being a jerk or, you know, being mean, but like, man, this is me and my family that's on the line. It's not a group that we could like, oh no, there's, you know, I don't know who the leader of it is. Like, yo, it's a big picture of me on the flyer.
And when everybody leaves, and we talk about that, so when everybody leaves and goes home and does what they do at
I'm still there for an hour, 2 hours.
Not even that. You
live there.
That's your hometown. That too.
Yeah. You know, and that's like my last ride, the school where you came is shut down. I work for the school district. They called me about my rides. They told me what I could do and what could happen. I found a new spot. I'm not losing my job. You know, I got a pretty, especially during COVID, I got a pretty cush job. I work at elementary school with my kids. You know, not many people know I'm a paraeducator. I work with kids with special needs. My daughter, I have lunch with her. You know, her lunch break is my lunch break. My lunch with my class is James's lunch break. Like, I see my kids all day. I'm not losing that job because of, you know, they put up a gate or they put up a chain. Yo, like, just take the chain down. I'm not going to jeopardize my job over a bike ride. Like, I'll find a new spot. And the last spot we did it. I mean, Isaac, you went to huge events at the San Leandro Marina for bicycle riding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where Santos Sundays are hosted now. San Leandro Marina. You know, I mean, I watch a lot of the Curb Dog videos and it's a different time, but dude, I'm doing the same thing Vander was doing.
Yeah, it is. Dude, here's the thing. It's just getting people together, having fun on bikes. And that's what it is. Until there's some type of organized competition where, you know, and I'm just, I mean, for me, you guys and you listening to this and you guys in chat, I mean, for me, I'm just thinking out loud because I'm like, man, I see so many talented kids and I don't see a way to make this sport, you know, sticky where it like, this is what I'm going to do after I get a car. It's a sport that I see growing in leaps and bounds because of people like Craig and myself and your dad, right? That are like,
yep.
Oh man, I can get a big BMX bike and it feels like my BMX bike. I see a lot of that, but what I worry about is two things. One, it's not right to say I worry about, but I really feel like, you know, ride your bike how you want to ride it. But I think that we're on the cusp of kids learning 80s flatland again on big bikes. And I think you're going to see, you know, people having a little bit more fun than they're having right now. If wheelies are not your jam, look up flatland freestyle. And so I think that's going to start to come up. But I mean, I think really for me, what worries me about the whole thing is just you know, I want to see these kids get sponsored. I want to see them make something of it and not just float away because they got a new car or something.
Can I add one thing to that?
Yeah.
Stop asking for sponsorships. It's daily. How do I get sponsored by Broke Boys? You just broke my biggest rule. You asked. And I mean, there's a way to ask, and I would like to think that I've mastered that. So I guess for me, it's also like, dude, like, is that's really how you just hit me up? But you know, if your page is private, if you don't post, you know, if I click on your page and you ask how to get sponsored and you have two posts, and, you know, I hate to say it, but social media, man, like, figure it out, get your followers up. You know, if it's a clip of you falling, post your progression, you know, post something, if not daily, weekly. Don't ride to get sponsored either. Ride to enjoy it. And if that comes along, like, if I didn't have all these sponsors, I'd still be riding my bike. I'd still be riding my skateboard. Like, that's something that I love. And I know that I've seen a lot of these kids quit because, oh, I'm not going to get sponsored. So what? Ride your bike. Do it for the love of it, you know, but it's a big thing. Like, you got to post. You got to show your progress.
You got to have riding skills. You also have to have skills.
Yeah, well, that too. But with riding skills, yo, if you're trying to get sponsored by Broke Boys, and I checked through our messages and you've never shared anything Broke Boys, you've never bought anything Broke Boys, you've never shared a Broke Boys team rider, like, why am I going to want to sponsor you? You're hitting me up just to get free stuff. You know, I built my team. My team is stacked. I built my team like a family, a dysfunctional family, but a family nonetheless. You know, I don't know, man. It's
a good point. We've talked about it, Jacob, and it's like, you know, it seems to be, what do you call it, Isaac? Like, it's an era thing almost. Like, we came up, Jacob, you're a younger guy compared to Isaac and I, but you're old enough to know what it's like to go out and grind and not have the internet, not have social media attention. The attention came from building skills, right? Now, I am not here to judge every kid on social media, but it seems like in today's culture, and, you know, especially surrounding social media, it's really about, like, instant gratification. Like, I need you to like my stuff right away. I need you to, you know, if
like,
you're not recognizing
comment,
me,
repost. I hate those messages.
Right.
And if you don't tag me in something, I'm not posting it. But the thing, like you said, with back then, we didn't have social media. Yo, if you heard that, like, Tony Hawk was coming to skate the Vans at the Great Mall, you went to Vans at the Great Mall. And if you missed him, you were there. Like, you knew why you were there. Yo, if Steezy's flying out from Florida to California to do the ride and he's coming to the Bay, if you're in California and you want to be noticed by someone like that, you want to ride with someone like that, you find out that someone's flying out from whatever, especially with social media, that's everywhere. You know when someone's coming. Show up. You know, it's you got to put in the footwork.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's a big thing.
I agree. So, you guys, I hope this has been fun for you, Jacob. I appreciate your time tonight. I appreciate you chatting with us. I appreciate you talking about, you know, I appreciate the pro, you know, contest conversation. Like, I think that was probably one of the most interesting things we've talked about in a long time. Like, I'm really interested in seeing where this can go. And it's just something Craig and I talk about off camera. And I'm like, you know what, man, I'm going to ask him what he thinks. So, appreciate you being so transparent.
If there's anybody watching this that, you know, is in a position to put something like that on or want to, you know, like, whatever, hit me up. I would love to help with, you know, whatever taking this sport to the next level is. I would love to be a part of that. I would love that, you know. So if you're watching this and you're a part of a brand or a company that, you know, has an interest, yo, reach out.
Yeah, I'm totally open to talking to people too. I'd be interested in seeing, like, what people have to say about it. So
we need it.
We do. I think we do. I'm nervous about what it means, but man, maybe I don't know. I'm still a little bit on the fence, but man, you guys, you both had really good points, and props to you for making good points that made me think. So I'm not as anti-contest as I was before, but I'm interested in what it could be. So anyway, Jacob, thank you very much. Can't wait to see your curb dog bike. That's going to be dope.
Man, I'm really stoked on that. I'm gonna do a couple of shout outs real quick. Yeah. My wife, my dad. My dad's been at every Santo Sunday, 57 years old, works nights, comes out, rides all day, goes to work at night. My brother came out to the last one. It was amazing. Have ride. I sprained ankle, foot in a boot, had to get out there and ride with my brother. Big shout out JDLN, Ride Out Supply, SE Bikes, Etnies, Night Bike Co, Old Bones. You know, if you support me, shout out to you. I appreciate it. I can't wait for what's next.
I was like, on your shirt too, JT Racing USA. Oh, you guys haven't seen Jacob up on the JT Racing USA website.
I didn't even know I was on there.
Give us your promo code again. Give us that promo code.
JTJ Santos, 40% off. If you're not using that discount code, I don't know what you're. Craig spent a whole paycheck on there. Yeah, that's almost half.
Yeah, I could. I totally could.
Yo,
you know, I'm gonna leave you with this, Jay. Go ahead, keep going on your shout outs.
April 9th, Vegas is gonna be crazy. I'll be out there. I heard rumors that I'm jumping a car. I don't know what all is that. I don't know, but that's what I heard. So, I talked my brother into it. So my brother and I are jumping a car in Vegas, August 9th, the JT ride. They said that this is going to change bike life. Whatever is in store in Vegas, is going to change bike life. So I'm excited for that. Yeah, no, big shout out to you guys. Thank you for, you know, always having my back. You know, I think that's the biggest shout out I could give you guys. I appreciate you.
Man,
and we love you, dude.
We want to give it right back to you, bro, because you know what? I was going to say this to end my comments or questions. So, like, you know, we always talk about the funnest thing about bikes for us, or at least me, I'll speak for myself, is riding bikes and meeting new people, hanging out, going to ride outs, going to events, whatever, just making new relationships that build like things like this, like being able to talk to you, seeing what's going on with your business, bro. I'm stoked that, you know, I got to meet you a year or two ago. One of the things, like with you, dude, you're like an onion, bro, not like the smell, right? But because there's so many layers,
the smell too.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say it, dude. So, you know, when you peel back those layers, Jacob, and you get down to the core, right? You get down right to the core of that. What is it about Jacob Santos and BMX that has been a part of your life? What is it that you find, like, at your core is the most rewarding thing that bikes or BMX, I should say, has brought to your life? What is it to this day that you're like, this is what I hold as the most valuable?
A lot of people want to understand it, but I've talked to many people that knew him. I really hope with my riding that I've made Vander proud, and I've been told by a lot of people that, you know, if he was still around, that he would be right there with me. I'm actually tearing up a little bit right now. Riding with my son, and my dad at the same time at, you know, different spots, that makes it with me. You know, not to discredit or take away from riding with, you know, Booski or Desiree. I love getting on the bikes with my family and being able to, you know, even if it's just around the block, but to watch my son progress as fast as he's progressing, you know, hitting 6-foot dirt jumps, he did a 6-pedal wheelie the other day. It's I see and feel exactly what my dad saw and felt, and watching my dad watch me, I think that's, you know, I know I'm making my dad proud. And like I said, man, you know, a lot of people won't understand it, but I really hope that with everything that I'm doing, that I made Vander proud. You know, that's I it sucks, you know, being born the day someone took their own life. Like it's crazy, man. I didn't get to meet him, but I feel like he's, you know, he's helping me along the way. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah, man. It's such an incredible thing to hear you say that, because what's at the root of your happiness kind of lies within Isaac and myself, just from talking with you guys. And we're so excited, bro. I mean, we can't be more proud of having a friend who, and a brother who's done so much for the sport and enjoys what he does so much that it shows, it transcends like all the joy, the happiness you get from, you know, riding in spirit for Vander with your family, your dad, your son, your wife, your daughter, that everything just shows in everything you do, bro.
We'll actually be riding together.
That's
soon. It. So, yeah, man, I'm,
all that accolade is from Craig. I think you're a weirdo. So
just, well, I tell him as well too. Don't get but me wrong.
You know what though? That goes right back to Vander. He was a weirdo. Look at his hairstyles. Look at the way he dressed. Like, dude, I'm wearing a blue shirt, some red shorts, and some black and yellow shoes right now. Like, yo, shout out Etnies in the movie Rad.
Yeah.
But you know, it's all full circle, man. You know, my dad actually owns a rental house that's on, you know, on Bermuda, where Vander grew up. And
yeah,
the Vander Speck name is still hanging at that house. So it's, you know, like I said, man,
it's rad.
It's full circle. Yeah. But I know we got to end this. BrokeBoysBrand.com will be live. I'm hoping by the end of April. We have six new shirt designs that we're dropping for the website. We got the Big Dickard bars coming out. Matt Rickard's got his bars coming out. We just dropped the Booski bars. Four-piece bars are on the restock. And we have the Booski and the Big Dickards coming out in four-piece as well. So a lot of exciting things. If I didn't get back to your DM, don't send me 20 question marks, because I'm probably not going to get back to you, but I will get back to you eventually.
Hey, make some Peregrine Q bars, some broke Qs.
Send me a picture and I'll make you some bars, Isaac.
Yeah, dude. Broke Q bars, dude.
We could do that. Yeah.
Make a pair for your dad first, because your dad will see them and be like, oh my guy, because these are the bars we all rode in at Golden Gate Park. He'll remember it completely. And he's going to tell you, oh, there's a knockoff Boss bars. Watch. I promise you. Anyway.
Yo, real quick, big shout out to these guys right here.
Yes.
My guy, Real South Hayward. If you're not following my guy, Vic, on Instagram, I highly recommend doing so. But yeah, man, thanks for having me.
We'll have you back, dude. We'll have you back on. Yeah, like, I want to. Sure.
Couple of months. I'll have a bunch of new stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, give me a week, and then we have a whole new show to talk about, like all the Jacob updates. So
yeah,
stay healthy. Appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you doing for, you know, bike life what so many of my legends did for me. You know, you're that future Hall of Famer that, you know, people are going to say, man, remember that Jacob Santos the same way I do about Buff and RL, dude. It's amazing. So thanks for always.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. Always putting yourself out there. Tell your dad I said what's up. Tell your brother I said what's up. And
I will.
We will talk soon. Craig, my guy, 80s BMX. Yo, Craig.
Dude,
good show, dude, man. We had a good conversation.
I love it, man. I've been talking about. Jacob loves it. I love it. You love it. We hope you guys loved it. We know you will. Live chat, thanks for showing up. I mean, Isaac, ready?
Let's do it, dude. Let's dip out.
Everyone, thanks for showing up to Big Bike BMX here on YouTube, on the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Jacob Santos, our special guest tonight. For all you folks sitting in the live chat, man, thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate everybody listening. Want to thank our show sponsors. We got Knight Bike Co. We've got Broke Boys. We've got JT Racing USA, Etnies. We've got Phoenix Bike Co. We've got Old Bones Therapy, Schmucked Up, Crush BMX Gloves. I mean, Isaac, did I miss any? Did I know?
I feel like you just, listed my sponsor list.
Pretty much, dude. I mean, pretty much. I think anybody I'd say is going to be on Jacob's sponsor list.
Also, if you go on Crush Gloves website and you use code PICKLE, you will be helping out James, who also has a glove coming out. His code is PICKLE. I don't know what the discount is. I forget right now, but use that code, buy yourself some gloves, and keep your eyes out for James at James Santos_1. I don't know what his Instagram is, but follow him.
Yeah, dude.
Just go, if you type James on, if you go to my Instagram, search, go to my friends, search James, you will see Jake's son. So, big shout out to what he's doing. Big shout out to Crushed BMX. Love them. So
shout out Cat.
Yeah, check it out, guys. If you are also out on the go, if you're out on the bike, if you're at the skate park, whatever, at work, check us out on our streaming podcast where you can also find this content and much more content that you won't see on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you want, right? We're going to be there. We're going to want to hang out with you. Hope you're going to be hanging out with us on there as well, because like I said, you're going to get things that you're not getting here on YouTube. So check us out there. Let us know what you think. As always, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure you're leaving us comments. We want to hear from you guys what's going on. If you want to tell or ask Jacob a question or Isaac or myself, or even just comment on the show, leave it right there in the comments on our YouTube channel. And
I'll get back to any of those too.
And Jacob will get back to you as well as Isaac and I, man. Isaac, thanks again. Jacob, awesome time, bro. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Yep. Thanks, guys.